Well, sounds sweeter to me. How about you? I get to go. I don't just want to go. I get to go. Huh? Ain't you glad you get to go? Anybody else getting to go?
Yeah.
I get to go. I want to go. I get to go. I do think about it. I think about it all the time. Used to be, this time of the year when hunting season was, I'd done warm my bullets out, counting them and polishing them and wiping them off. And shotgun shells, when squirrel season opened, I'd count them and count them and put them in a box, and out of the box, in the pockets, out of my pockets, getting ready. Deer season opened, I'd go out and sniff mud holes and everything else just because I was so excited. But now it's got to where it don't mean what it used to mean. Now just sing me a song about Jesus and sing me a song about heaven. Sing me a song about home and where I'm going. Sing me a song about loved ones waiting at the gate. And no more sorrow, no more pain, no more sickness. Sing me a song about where we'll never grow old and where we'll never have to part again. Sing me that song. Sing me a song about the face of the one we get to see that died for me. Huh? That's what it means to me now. That's the thing sure has changed. And I'm glad about it. All right. Anybody else got anything to say? You have to say. Give me a few thoughts this morning. I have a lot of thoughts. As you all know that anyway. There's a lot of things go through my mind. There's a lot of room up there for things to go around, circle around a lot. So if I get a thought, it's up there for a while. But this is Thanksgiving week, you all know I don't preach by calendar. I'm liable to preach the 4th of July message on Christmas Day. Y'all know that. We want to try to magnify the Lord. B.B. said it's what he was going to do as he sang this morning. He done well. He done well. Man, I love that. I want to go. I love that song. Turn to Psalms, if you would. We're going to read a little bit, a couple of verses this morning, and preach to you just for a moment. I think of all the great things that we've seen the Lord do, and the many things we take for granted. And I don't want to take none of them for granted this morning. All right, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I come just now, Lord, you've been so good. And I sure do love you. Boy, I don't deserve nothing you give me. You give me everything. You didn't give me a little. You give me everything. And what I got a coming is even more than I got. And I can't comprehend that. Lord, you gave me the privilege to be an heir and then a joint heir. And I get my part and your part. And I don't understand that. I got it all. And Lord, I sure do thank you. Now, Lord, I can't do nothing without you. I got to have your help. If you would this morning, I pray that you would cleanse my mind and my heart. Oh, God, I'm sorry for my sins. Sorry where I failed you. And Lord, you're so faithful to me. And Lord, I need your power this morning. I need you to preach me as you want me to preach. May you speak as only you can to every heart. And please, oh God, help me just to do what you want done this morning. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name and amen. Let's look at Psalms just for a moment. Psalms 34, verse 3. It says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. I wonder, would you be willing to do that with me this morning? Would you be willing to magnify the Lord with me this morning? Now, magnify the Lord, if I'm going to magnify him, a magnifying glass don't make things bigger. It makes us seem bigger. When you magnify something, you seem bigger. Can I tell you, we need to seem bigger because sometimes we put him down here where we're at. We need to seem big like he's supposed to be. Huh? So how about, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. That means all of us this morning. That means all of us ought to get involved in this. If you're saved this morning, won't you say amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, so you can magnify the Lord together. If you're saved, you ought to be able to magnify magnify the Lord with me. Now, I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you're lost this morning, the Lord been good to you as well. And if you want to holler, you go ahead too. You understand what I'm telling you? Because He's worthy to be magnified this morning. Think about that. To magnify the Lord together. And then how about Psalm 69? How about Psalm 69? Verse 30. Psalm 69, verse 30. It says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Huh? And there's your thanksgiving message right there. I'm going to give it to you. There it is right there. All right. I will praise the name of God with a song. I was in there sitting at the table this morning. I then got dressed. I was in there reading. And Levi, I got Marcus's oldest with me, come in to hunt. And I went and got him there last week. And he'd been with me several days. And he's all the time whistling and singing. All the time. I mean, we sitting in a tree stand. He's whistling. I kept hearing something. And I ain't said nothing to him about it. I ain't said nothing to nobody about it. I kept hearing. Because I got my hearing aid, you know. And I never know if something, my phone's turned on and I'm hearing things because it comes through that Bluetooth thing. And I check my phone. And he's over, we're sitting on the post, be quiet. He's sitting in a tree stand. He's over whistling, singing.
Yeah.
And I was not about to tell him to shut up. This morning, I'm sitting there at the table, and he's in there cleaning up for church, and I hear him in there singing and whistling and singing and whistling, and ain't a soul around him, just in there in the bathroom by himself, and wasn't no way I was going to say anything to him. Huh? And it says right here, I will praise the name of God with a song. We ought to have a song on our mind, on our heart, on our lips, just because we've been born from above, just because He lives inside of me. Said, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Think about that. Well, that's your thanksgiving. That's your thanksgiving. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1. Give you a few thoughts this morning. 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, the Apostle Paul is writing to Timothy, young preacher, young pastor, and he's just writing for us and reminding us of some things. B.B. sung the lighthouse and about that lighthouse on the hill. And everybody wants to tear it down. Everybody wants to go other ways and try to find different things. And there's a couple of things that's never going to change. Now, everybody's wanting to find new life and figure out how to get life and all these scientists and all this stuff. And they're advertising the most ungodly stuff. They had a guy that they some way had impregnated a guy and he was trying to have a baby. I don't know. It was a mess. I mean, people stupid. But I don't care where you're at and what you think. Matters not. But there's two things you got to have. You got to have an egg and a sperm or you ain't going to have life. Don't care where you get it, it ain't going to come no other way. You ain't going to get no other way. You ever understand that? That's just two things you got to have. Is everybody all right with that? That's two things you got to have a physical life. To have a spiritual life, there's two things you got to have. Two things you got to have. You've got to have an incorruptible seed, the Word of God, and you've got to have the Spirit of God. And that will bring eternal life in your heart. You've got to have them two things. It's being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God. Huh? Marvel not, you must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So He takes the Spirit of God and the Word of God to bring eternal life. And it takes a sperm and egg to bring physical life. It don't get no simpler than that, does it? Huh? No simpler than that. And I want you to think about that. All right, are you saved this morning? If you would die today, would you go to heaven? Are you truly saved? Born again, Bible saved, huh? Washed in the blood, huh? Received Christ in your heart, in your life. To many he's received Him, to them gave He power. desire to become the sons of God. Are you saved this morning? Enjoy it then. If you're saved, enjoy it. Huh? Enjoy it. Be okay with that? Go ahead and enjoy it here. You're going to enjoy it there because he's going to change you. He's going to make you. He's going to make you a new body and a new mind and everything. You'll be able to enjoy it. But you ought to be able to enjoy it here. Say, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was, but now I see. I'm enjoying this thing now. All right, 1 Timothy. You found it? 1 Timothy chapter 1. Let's start at verse 12. And I thank Jesus Christ our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. We'll stop right there, huh? And we just want to think about just how good God has been. Can we just go ahead and that's the best I can give you a title for, just how good he's been to me. Now, I'm going to preach to me. If y'all want to enjoy it, y'all go ahead. I'm going to enjoy it myself this morning. Just how good the Lord has been to me. Now, Paul's telling Timothy here, he's telling him about some false doctrine. Over in verse 4, he says that he warns them that they might, verse 3, that they might stick with this the sound doctrine. Don't teach no other doctrine. Now, what I've been teaching, he said, now don't give heed to fables and genealogies and things that don't matter. Stick to what? Just the simple things. Stick to the gospel. And that's what I'm going to stick to. I don't understand. I've been studying this Bible for a long time, and I don't understand. Just what I encourage you. You having trouble understanding yours, I have trouble understanding mine too. I understand more than I used to, but I don't understand all of it. I believe all of it, but I ain't got it all figured out yet. But he does, so I'll just go ahead and trust him. And I'm not worried about none of it. We okay? And then he says, some have swerved. Verse 6, I always thought that was a unique verse. He said, from which some having swerved. You ever swerve?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we ain't careful. We'll swerve off the book. We'll swerve where we ain't got no business. But some have swerved away. I've seen some have really swerved.
Yeah.
You know?
I have
too. Yeah. I've seen some that just drive over in the ditch. And you be me? See some just going down the road just drive over the hole. Huh? From which some, having swerved, have turned aside into vain jangling. You know anybody that ever swerved and turned aside into vain jangling? I love the way the Bible was written. It's our terms if we'll just go ahead and read it. You know that's the way we talk, eh? Some having swerved and turned aside into vain jangling. I love it. Huh? Paul tells Timothy to be careful of all that. Be careful of all that. And the reason being, he said, now let me tell you just how good he is. Let me just tell you what you need to remember. Let me tell you what I'm going to remember and make sure that I preach to you just how good he's been. It starts out in verse 12. Huh? I'm going to give you, I don't know what, six things here I may find here in this scripture. Down in verse 2, we're going to preach just what we read this morning. And let's look at each verse, can we? Is everybody all right with that?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to do my best to preach. You just need to do your best to listen, all right? It says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Well, I thought about, well, what does that mean to me? Well, it's my purpose. That's my purpose. Now, since they told me Thursday I got cancer, you know, everybody's, I know a lot of people's nervous and everything. I want y'all to look at me. There's not a nervous bone in my body that I got cancer. Not one. No one. My worry meter is below zero. Everybody listen to me carefully. Because I'm going to tell you why. Now, what, how you feel, if you've got it, that's your business. I'm going to tell you how Mark feels. All right? It says, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, for he has counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. He's counted me faithful. He's enabled me. I am in the ministry because I've got a purpose. God has been so good to me that an old heathen from Winona, West Virginia, that he saved and brought up, now has given me a purpose to serve him. He's put me in the ministry. He didn't put me in the ministry just to preach. He put me in the ministry to serve people, to serve him, to be a servant. The God of glory thought enough of me to call me, to think of me, to enable me, to put me in a ministry, to help you and thousands of these over 40 years. I've preached all over the state. I've preached it out of state, out of the country, and I've given my life to the ministry, to serve others, and I count it a blessing this morning. I'm thankful to God that He's enabled me, putting me into the ministry. Amen. You ought to thank God this morning. Y'all lift up both hands. Can you lift up both hands, Becky? You're about the only one that will do it anymore. Lift up both hands and thank God you have enabled me. You've put me here to be a servant for everybody that I meet, that everybody that I see. That's how good and how big is God is. And it don't matter where everybody said, now you got cancer, but I got heart trouble too. I got diabetes. I'm a diabetic. I'm so sweet I got to take medicine for it. Take medicine every morning, every night, and a shot through the week. That's how sweet I am. Where's Rebel at? That's how sweet I am, Rebel. Huh? Are you hearing me? It ain't got nothing to do with these bodies. Look what the Lord has enabled us to do, that we might be a minister, that we might serve the Lord God. And whatever He's got in your life and whatever you're going through, He's done it that you might be a minister. Think about that. We're in the ministry. You don't have to be a called preacher to be in a ministry. What you need to be is you're a servant this morning. A servant of a holy God. And that's how good He's been to me. Put me here to serve. Huh? Put me to serve others. And He's got a plan for it. Do you know that reason? You know I know why I got cancer? You know why? Because I need it. I either need it for me or I need it for you. Y'all know that? I either need it for me or I need it for somebody else. Is that all right? Talk to me. Let's go back and believe the Bible again. Go back and believe the Bible that it's for Him, by Him, through Him. Why is everything? It's what the book says. We okay with that? So I'm just going to go ahead and praise Him for it. Yeah. Huh? I'm wondering who I'm going to get talked to. I've been going to talk to some already. I wonder who am I going to get talked to? Who am I going to get away? Who am I going to get to tell Jesus about? Who am I going to get to brag on? Huh? When I go talk to somebody, if I have a treatment or whatever has to happen, I wonder who I'm going to get a witness to. Tell them how big my God is. Huh? Huh? What is it? At least we don't tell them how big the cancer is. We tell them how big the Christ of the cancer is. I just want you to understand this morning, it's a Thanksgiving. Can we go and magnify the Lord together for all the great things that He has done? And God is faithful in every way this morning. And I see here in this verse, now you know who's writing this, don't you? You're right. The fellow that's writing this has been had the hide beat off of him 5 times. He's been left in the deep. He's been beat to death, left for dead. He's been in peril of the waters, peril all the hunger, all the strife, and then the care of the churches. He's had load after load. And he said, this one, you know, boy, I sure do thank God I'm in the ministry. Do you not read your Bible the way it's written? Yeah. He had more trouble than anybody ever. He said, boy, I sure do thank the Lord I'm in the ministry.
Yeah.
Huh? You ever thank the Lord you're in the ministry?
Yeah.
You ever thank the Lord you're serving, or are you too hung up on you?
Yeah.
Don't get so hung up on you. You don't enjoy this thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And this thing's fun. Being a Christian's fun. Serving the Lord's fun. Huh? Ain't it? I have more fun than anybody. Huh? The Lord's been good to me. We still okay? That's just verse 12. They count, wait a minute. Look what's the odds. They counted me faithful. Wait a minute. He knows me. Me and that word don't go together. Brother Rick taught it to us this morning. Did you listen to him?
Yeah.
Huh? He's talking about being faithful. No, the Lord's faithful. The Lord's faithful. I don't have no faith or ain't faithful either, Brother Rick. I don't have nothing. But he says he counted me faithful. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me. Well, there's no doubt about that. He's enabled me. For that he counted me faithful. That don't even make sense, does it? Putting me into the ministry. I mean, it is really funny.
Yeah.
Is that not really funny? Y'all look at me. Y'all know me. It really, and I'm in the ministry.
Yeah.
Huh? And I'm in the ministry. I don't even talk English. So that's my purpose. We okay? But then let's look at verse 13. Now, everybody look at me. Verse 12 is your purpose too. We all right? So when I say my, it's just the way I'm outlining it. But you can say my too. We all right? So let's just say it together. My purpose. My purpose. What is your purpose? I thank Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry. Verse 13. I see my past. I see my purpose in verse 12, and I see my past in verse 13. Said, who was before a blasphemer?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Everybody in here, foul mouth, dirty mouth, lie, cuss, swore, backbite. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was before a blasphemer?
Yeah.
And a persecutor.
Yeah.
And an injurious. It says, but I obtained mercy because I was ignorant. Huh? That's our past. We were ignorant. We didn't know. We didn't understand. We didn't have it in our mind that we was filthy and wretched and blind. We didn't have it in our mind that we was dead in sin. Didn't have it in our mind that we was alienated from God. Didn't have it in our mind that we was the enemy of God. Didn't have it in our mind that we could be in hell with our back broke in the very pit of hell. Didn't understand it. And that's everybody's past in here. You say, well, I didn't cuss. No, but you lied and cheated and done everything else, and you're guilty. Listen, though I was little when I got saved, I was as guilty as the mass murderer in the jailhouse this morning. The one that's drunk all the liquor and done all the drugs, and the one that's done all the evil things, I'm just as guilty. For the Bible says that if I offend the law in one place, I'm guilty of all. I'm guilty of everything this morning. And so are you. And that's our past. But yet we obtain mercy. Ain't God been good? Ain't God been good? How did I obtain it? Well, I didn't have no money to buy it. I didn't have no goodness to earn it. Huh? I didn't have no genealogy for it to be inherited. Huh? How did I obtain it? Well, it was given to me. It was given to me. I didn't earn none of it. It was given to me. God had been good to me this morning. Has he not been to you? This is Thanksgiving week. Fellas, y'all get on a tree stand. Won't you just have a spell in the morning about daylight instead of looking for that big rock that you're not going to get anyway. Won't you just get excited and say, the Lord had been good to me.
Right.
We all can't be calling cars that kill big elks and big deer. I got to talk to you, buddy. I wanted to shake your hand and rub on your face and get some of that on me. Mighty white hunter over here. Y'all go shake his hand, maybe something I rub off on. Listen to me. God been good. Come back Friday. Ladies, it's here. Run into your cell. Look up and lift up hands and say, God has been good to me. Let us magnify the Lord together. Can we? Can we magnify the Lord together? Just want to see, I see my purpose in verse 12. Say it with me, my purpose. And then in verse 13, I see my past. What was you before you were saved? Just what was you? Boy, when we look, if we wrote it all down, what would we write? Would we write down like Paul did? You know, he says here what he was. He told Agrippa he was a murderer. I mean, he's everything. I mean, look at what all Paul was, but look what we were. I mean, how many would have to write down, I was a drunk, I was a dope head, I was a liar, I was a cheater, I was a gossiper, I was a gambler, I was a brawler, I was just a heathen. I was disrespectful. I was unloving. I mean, it would take how many pages on a yellow legal pad would we use up writing down everything that we was? But I obtained mercy. The Lord been good this morning. The Lord been good to us. But that ain't all. Now we got we leave our part. And now we got to look at him. See, verse 12, say it with me, my purpose. Verse 13, say it with me, my past. But let's look here at verse 14. It says, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. How about we say his payment? See, I look at my purpose and I see my past. But now I look forward to his payment. His payment. How did I obtain mercy? How did I obtain mercy this morning? Because of his payment. And the grace. That says it all right there. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Justified by his grace. That's what it says here. We're saved by his grace this morning. Think about that. Isn't that wonderful? And it's abundant grace. Grace. God. Do you understand that it's God's righteousness that we had not? That a payment is God's righteousness. Has it ever quit amazing you? If it's quit amazing you, you ought to find your place around this altar and say, God, amaze me again. And he'll show you his grace. See, my faith is so little at times. There's some times I got faith to move a mountain. There's other times that I don't even want to look at the mountain. But it matters not about his grace. His grace is abundant. His grace is more than necessary. For it said about if grace abound, if sin abound, grace did much more abound. Can I tell you, it's abundant. There's always more grace. And that's how it all works. Is that okay with y'all? I'm just trying to let you see that we can magnify the Lord together. Is that okay? Exceeding abundant. I sat there at the table this morning. I thought of a song. And Lord knows I can't sing. BB done sung. BB's the singer. I'm the preacher. All of grace is my story all the way. From earth to glory, since by grace he lifted me from sin and woe. Living grace he has extended, as on him My heart depended, He'll give new grace when it's my time to go. Grace not yet discovered, grace not yet uncovered, grace from His bountiful store, grace to cross the river, and grace to face forever. But there'll be new grace I've not needed before. You know that song? You ever hear that song? There's been grace for every mile. There's been grace for every trial. There's been grace sufficient from His vast supply. Grace to make my heart more tender. Grace to love and pray for sinners. But there'll be new grace when it's my time to die. Grace not yet discovered. Can you sing with me? Grace not yet uncovered. Grace from His bountiful store. Ha! Grace! Grace to cross the river, and grace to face forever. But there'll be new grace when I've not needed before. I'm talking about that abundant grace this morning. Do you understand the payment that was given you this morning is a marvelous, amazing, an infinite, a matchless grace of an almighty God this morning?
Amen.
Think about it. Huh? Ain't it exciting?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all. I want to magnify His name.
Yeah.
Huh? Because verse 14 says, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, that's the payment.
Yeah.
Huh? How about His, as we see His payment, how about His plan? We okay? Talk to me now. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Verse 12, my purpose. Stay with me. Verse 13, it was my past. But verse 14 was His payment. Verse 15 now is His plan. This is a faithful saying. Mark it down. Hear me. Mark it down. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. That was the plan of God from the very foundations of everything, that He was going to come to save you and save me this morning. That's why He came. The Lord had been good to us. Come, let us magnify the Lord together. Huh? Come, let us magnify the Lord together for all that He's given us this morning. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Huh? I'm just preaching what's in the verses. That's all I'm doing. Huh? His plan. Huh? His payment. His plan. We okay?
Yeah.
Now let's look back at verse 16. Now we go back. Stay with me now. Verse 12. Is my purpose. Verse 13 is my past. Verse 14 is His payment. Verse 15 is His plan. Look at verse 16. Now don't get excited. Just sit there like a Presbyterian. Just sit there. How be it, for this cause I tame. It was so exciting, He said it twice. Because He wanted to make sure Timothy got it. He said He obtained mercy in verse 13. He says it again in verse 16. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on Him to life everlasting. Huh? Can I tell you, that's my pardon. My pardon is that I obtained mercy.
Yeah.
Do you understand that He saved you?
Yeah.
that by saving you, people can see and He will save them? That's what it says right there. Are you hearing me this morning? Are you saved this morning, yes or no? He saved you that others might see. If He saved you, He can save them. Huh? That's what it says. I don't know if y'all getting it yet or not. How be it? For this cause, what cause? That if the faithful say, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief, I'm a chief of sinners. How be it? For this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them. For a pattern. Listen, I'm a pattern. I'm going to tell you, I'm a pattern as a sinner that I can get saved. Then I'm a pattern after I'm saved that I can be used in serving. And then I'm a pattern in serving of how great a Savior we really have this morning. I'm a pattern all, and so are you this morning. So are you. Huh? The Lord been good to us this morning. I think I'll go ahead and magnify His name. Huh? Can we do that? Huh? My pardon, I obtained mercy for a pattern. What He did for me, He'll do for you. What He did for me. See, that's our testimony. That's all we have is what He's done for us. Huh? That's all our testimony is. When I go to witness to somebody, I don't just go say, He done this for Paul and Silas. And I mean, that's good. And I tell them that. But look, He done it for me.
Yes, He did.
Because He done it for me, He can do it for you. Huh? Are you listening to me? You say, I'm ashamed. Listen, if you're the worst sinner, you've got the best way.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me? If you're the filthy, if you was the filthiest sinner that ever was, you've got the greatest testimony.
Yeah.
You can win more than anybody.
Yeah.
Huh? You can. You say, look what He done for me. Look what He done for me. Paul said I was a murderer. Listen, I persecuted the church. Nobody done what I did. I persecuted men, women, boys, and girls. I threw them in jail. I killed them. I was a murderer. I done everything. And I done it because I was ignorant. But God saved me. Huh? Complete pardon. Salvation completely. It's done. It's forgotten. Me and Levi was talking the other morning. He was talking about the Lord and enjoying the Lord and talking about His forgiveness and His grace. And I told y'all the other day, do you understand that God is omniscient? I told you, taught you that Wednesday, past couple Wednesdays. And He's all knowing. He's all knowing. Nothing ever occurs to God. I mean, He knows it before it happened. I mean, He knows. He knew before He ever done anything that we'd be sitting here like this today. He's all knowing. How can an all-knowing God forget? How can an all-knowing God, how can He forget? And the Bible says in Micah that He puts our sins in the depths of the sea. Huh? He says in Hebrews that He'll remember our sins and there was no more forever. You know how that's? Because He chooses to. Of all the truths in the Bible, that's one of the greatest that blows my mind, that an all-knowing God chooses not to remember what I was. He chooses not to remember what you were. Now, I'm going to say it again, you'll get it. He chooses not to remember what you was. He don't remember. He don't remember. He gives you complete pardon. He gives you, are you listening? He gives you complete pardon. He chooses not to remember everything you ever done against Him this morning. Man, oh man, oh man. Let's magnify the Lord together this morning. Huh? See, that's my pardon. How about verse 17? Now let's you quit. We all right with my pardon?
Yes, sir.
Can we go ahead and do it again? Verse 12 is my what? My purpose. Verse 13 is what? My past. Verse 14 is His payment. Verse 15 is His plan. How about verse 16? It's my pardon.
Yeah.
My pardon.
Yeah.
And verse 17 is my praise.
Yeah.
It says now.
Yeah.
My praise when?
Now.
Now. My praise when?
Now.
Now. How about we just go ahead and do it now?
Yeah.
How about we just go ahead and praise the Lord now? Can we go ahead and magnify the Lord? Go ahead and praise the Lord now, huh? Now. Unto the King Eternal.
Yeah.
Huh? Now. Unto the King Eternal.
Yeah.
He's King. He ain't going to be. They're not going to crown him and make him king now. They just go ahead and put a crown on him so we can just see him as he is. He is already King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He already is who he is this morning. We don't make him Lord. We don't make him King. It says now unto the King. And do what it says?
Yeah.
Not just the King, but the King Eternal.
Yeah.
We're talking about the one that was way back there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before there was anything.
Yeah.
We're talking about the one that's going to be way up there after everything done blowed itself out. Yeah. We're talking about the King Eternal. We're talking about God. He said, I am the Lord God. There is none else.
Yeah.
There is none else. But then he also said, now unto the King Eternal, immortal.
Yeah.
You know what that means, immortal? Incorruptible.
Right. Yes.
He's in. There ain't no flaws in him.
Right.
Huh? Ain't no deviation of who he is or what he is. Ain't no way. He's perfect in every way. In everything he is, he's perfect. In everything he does, he's perfect. In everything that he allows, he's perfect. In everything that he's going to do, he's perfect. He's completely perfect. He's immortal. He's great. He's magnificent. He's marvelous. He's tremendous. He's super. He's awesome. He just keep on going and going and going. He's immortal this morning. Huh? My praise. My praise now. Huh? Unto the King Eternal, immortal, invisible.
Yeah.
You say invisible, yeah. He's invisible and he's visible.
Yeah.
Brother Rick, I think, read it this morning, Colossians chapter 1.
Yeah.
Didn't you read Colossians 1:12 this morning? Huh? He's invisible and visible both. He's invisible on the throne. He was visible when he walked on this earth. He was invisible sitting on the throne. He's invisible there, but he was visible when he went to Calvary. He was invisible sitting on the throne, but he was visible when he rose out of the grave. He was invisible sitting on the throne, but he was invisible there, but he's visible when he ascended up to the heavens. He's invisible now that I can't see him other than by the eye of faith, but someday I'll see him visible as he comes, and then I'll see him on the throne, and I'll see him there as I see the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit all there together. Can I tell you, he'll not be invisible then, and he's only invisible now because he's so big that I can't comprehend him. Huh? He's so big that I can't comprehend him. We okay? I'm talking about now we'll praise him. We all right with that? And then it says this. We all still okay? How about the only wise God? He's the only wise God. Now there's a bunch of gods, but he's the only wise one. Did you know how depressing this would be? You know, Boyd and Bob's over in Burma. And they over there, they got all them little spirit houses. You know, all their Orients got them spirit houses. And they got them big pagodas and where all the Buddha's at, you know. And I like what Brother Rick said this morning. He didn't know whether he was a man or a statue. But either way, he wasn't God anyway. But you know what would be depressing? Now, they spend their life in poverty on a purpose, because any time they got any money, they go give to that fat man that statue.
Yeah. Amen.
Right? You know that them big statues of Buddha, they take him food. Every day they take groceries and set out in front of them statues. He never eats them. He just lays there and rots. They're starving and they're taking him groceries. Think about that. Everybody? and he don't know their name. He don't know their burdens. He don't know their trials. He don't know their sorrows. He don't know anything about it. That's old Buddha. Oh, Muhammad, you know they've come through here on their spiritual journey, the Muslims have. And they on their spiritual journey, they'll go to Mecca and walk up in long rock steps up on top of that pinnacle there to Mecca. And they'll do all this. They'll kill people and do all this for their God, Muhammad. Muhammad don't know their name. He don't know the burden. Don't know the trial. Don't know their sickness. Don't know their ailments. Don't know nothing. Buddha, if he was a real guy, he's dead. He don't know nothing. If he ain't a real guy, he's just a statue. Well, of course, the statue don't know nothing. They said over, I reckon in Japan, they went over and they took it. I think it's where the statue was. Great big Buddha. I forgot how many hundred feet around he is and big, tall. And they take tours inside of him. And they took an old man over, an old missionary, and they finally got to go over and they went up there and they went in him and he said, just as I figured, empty. There wasn't nothing to do with the shell, wasn't nothing in it. Huh? Yeah. That pretty well sums it up, though. They empty. But Paul said, to the only wise God. Yeah. To the only wise God that knows your name. He knows your name. Are you hearing me? He knows your name. He knows your burden. He knows your trial. He knows your care. He knows when a tear falls. Does not the Bible say, thou tellest my wanderings, thou puttest my tears in a bottle, or are they not written in thy book? Huh? He knows when you shed a tear. The only wise God. Huh? That's who we're praising this morning. The only wise God that knows all about you and still allows you to obtain mercy. Huh? Are we okay with that? I just have a problem getting over that. I just can't do it. My praise now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Do you know him this morning?
Yeah.
The Lord being good to you. Sharon, you go to piano. Steve, give us a song. Just as I am a work, if you don't care. Do you know him this morning? He's been good to you.
Yeah.
Look at your life this morning. He's been good to you. Look at your life. Where should you be this morning? How many close calls have you had? Huh? How many times should you be in eternity? Huh? How many times have you slipped through and the Lord showed you mercy? How many days have you went through and everything that went on in your life you said, I should not have been here. Look at what He's given you. But look at how you've talked about Him. Look at how you talked to Him. Look at how you run His name in the ground and spit in His face. Look at all the times that you was against Him and rebelled. He showed you mercy. Showed you mercy. The Lord had been good to us this morning. The Lord had been good to us. We ought to praise Him this morning. Oh, let us magnify His name together. Let the holy hands. For my purpose. My purpose. And I got a purpose. And He enabled me, counted me faithful, put me in a ministry. That makes no sense. That makes absolutely no sense that He counted us faithful. That don't make sense, Steve. He counted us faithful. Us faithful. The plan that He had, the payment that He paid, the plan that He has. The praise that only you can give Him for you. I know what he done for me. I know what he's done for me. You can't praise him for me. Boy, I can. He's been good to me. Won't you enjoy him this morning? If you ain't saved, won't you get saved? Say, preacher, how? Just slip out of your seat, swallow your pride, or spit it out on the floor, and come on, and receive Christ. For as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Find you a place around this altar. God, I'm sorry, I'm a sinner. And I ain't going my way no more. I'm coming your way. I believe on you. He'll save you. Dennis will help you. Becky will help you. Brother Rick will help you. If you ain't walking where you ought to walk, won't you quit the foolishness? Won't you quit rebelling? Get in there and walk right with God. The only thing keeping you from walking right with God is you. Nobody offended you. Nobody hurt you. Nobody made you mad. Nobody put a bad taste in your mouth. That's all junk. That's all junk. The only reason you don't walk with God is because you don't want to. Huh? All this other stuff's foolishness. You ain't right with God because you want to live in and see it. Amen, preacher. That's why you're not right. You want to live like you're living. Well, it's going to run out one day. It's going to sour on you. Huh? The freshest milk will finally sour. So you do what you want. I think I'll just go ahead and magnify his name. Sure have been good to me. Sure do appreciate you for all you've done for me. Sure do. Father, thank you for a sure word in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together. Let's sing.